Yisrael. Only Mishnah says a year, yoim, shneimos, a chodesh, lo nigol. If you do not redeem it, so that's it. You can't redeem it anymore. Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says la tzmisus means la chalutin, that you lose it. It's not yours anymore. It remains by the person that bought it. Davrach, another pshat is la tzmisus means the rabbis as a matana. They give away your field for matana. It's the same halach also. That after 1 year you can't buy it back. My time, what's the reason? Why do we include a maton in this halacha that you could redeem it back the first year? Because he dash and the apostle could have said it's samus, and it says tzimisus, it's a double ocean. Now, Amr Rabban and Kaim the Rapapa. The Rabban said it's on front of Rapapa, Kaman, who are you saying this like? The Chud like Rameh, not like Rameya. Because the Rameya for Rameya, Amr, he says, maton ain't a kemecher. That a maton is not like a mecher. So here's Machlokes was, if you give a matana, does it come back to you on Yovel or not? And Ramey was one that said before that a matana is not like a mecher, a matana does not come back to you. So of course, not like we're saying over here. Here we're saying a matana is like a mecher. So Mor says no. Omer Apopo, Afidu Temer of May, even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. But Shani Yoch, here it's different by the loch of selling by Ore Chayma. The Riba Rachman Latzmisus, the Sazad double Oshan Latzmisus, meaning even a Maton also, after Salocha, he could buy it back within the first year. Omru Rabbon and the Rapapa. The Rabbon said in front of Rapapa. The Yomalo Rafuna Bred Rabbi Shuda Prophet. Some say it was Rafuna Bred Rabbi Shuda said to Rapapa. I Vagab Yoibu, the Sif Teshuvu. It says the word Teshuvu also by Yoibu. It says Teshuvu Ishalachuzosai. And Rashi says, but Dashinon, the rabbis and some matan, before we use that to Dashin, a matan also goes back on Yevon. The rabbis and some matan, for Rav Meir, Loikom Abin, the Surah Meir does not Dashin that way. It's even though his next apostle, he does not hold that matan is Kemecher. Elo, Havadid Loikom Meir, Senecham and Amishnu also. Havadid Rav Meir holds a matan has nothing to do with a Mecher. These are lochers only if you sell your field that you have a right to redeem it back within the first year. But if you give somebody a matana, that's it. It never comes back to you anymore. But giving away a matana, that's it. You don't see it, just like by Yehu, you don't come back. You're also, you can't redeem it, you cannot redeem it back. Tana Rabban, what like this? Hamaktish bayis b'boti yori chayma. Somebody's maktish is a house in a boti or in a city that has a chayma around it. Hareiz a goyil. For goyil yelam. You have right to redeem it back. Redeem it whenever you want. Rosh Hashem and Nechlet letters does not stay like the Hegdish, not like a Mecher, that after the first year you can't redeem it anymore. But the Hegdish, yes, you could redeem it back whenever you want. Gualoi, Acha min a Hegdish, not that somebody else redeem it back from Hegdish, is Hegiyah Yoim Shneimos a Chodesh. That is that somebody else redeemed it back from Hegdish, so like Hegdish sold it to somebody else. Now a year went by already for Lenigal, and Hegdish did not buy it back from him. It stays by him. If I kiss the Achuz now, he owns it forever. How do we know this? Or Mashmul, the record of Pasek says, Lekoin Oysa, whoever buys this field after 1 year keeps it. Even though you bought it from Hegdish. For the Gemara of Lechalpi, Hegdish would have questioned in the first case, if you makdish your field, and you did not buy it back, so it should be chalutin, it should remain by Hegdish, that you cannot redeem it back anymore. How come we said it's still been gula even later? Why don't we say once a year passes by, it stays by Hegdish now? Moses says, no, I'm a quote, Apostle says, l'doroisov, yotzev d'shem l'doris. As long as only the rest of people have children, but Hegdish is no din pruvu, they don't have children, there's no din l'doroisov by Hegdish. So it says, Yotzeh Dishem Laberus. Lo Yotzeh B'Yev. Let's say the field did not come out by Yev, as the Pasuk says. Lo Yotzeh B'Yev. Lo Mourni Defor. Amar Asaf Lo Nitzuch Elo. Lo Moicher Bayis Abot Yere Chayma. If somebody sells his house in a bota in a city that has a chayma around it. Lo Pogo by Yev B'Tech Shnosa. Throughout this first year, Yev comes. That Sakot Tatchun, I would have thought to say, Lepik B'Yev. Maybe Taka Yev brings it back to him. Even though it's less than a year, maybe he gets it back with Yev. Kamash Lona, that's the Chiddush, you know, the Yotzebiel does not come back to you with Yevil. Since the Pasuk says, that's Nisus. I mean to say, when you sold it forever. Unless you come and redeem it back the first year. But if you did not redeem it back the first year, that's it. You did not get it back, not even with Yevil. Now the Mishnah says, for Rishon at the beginning, Hoyunitman Yoim Shnei Masachredish. If you sold your field and bought your Rechayma, so it comes exactly the last day of the year, like the buyer was afraid maybe the seller's going to come back and want to redeem it, buy it back. So the buyers used to hide themselves, that the Moichah cannot find them to buy it back that day. So Hoyunitman used to hide Yoim Shnei Masachredish, the end of the year, that the Moichah should not be able to buy it back. And once he hides today, by tomorrow, it's his mitzvah to deal forever. So that's what they used to do. Shifkin hilul hiskamel nutakono, shiye chulish meisav, they had a right to put their money down. Chulish means like to put it down, throw the money, lalish in a special room in the base of Mikdash by Bezdin. Viye shayver esadelis. And then they have a right to break down the door, for nichnas aimus eshiyas, anytime they want, they want to take back the field. As if to say, they gave the money to the Bezdin to buy the field back, so it stood as if they were paid with within the year, and then later, whenever they want, they have a right to go down, Rosh Hashabes, Shemoch, and Nichna, take it back. And then any time that person, like that bought the field originally, and now that it was taken away from him, he has a right to go and collect his money. Even though he was hiding the last day, the money was put down in a chamber, and later when he comes back, he could take that money. Omar Rava, Rava says, Mitakonosa Shel Hillel, from the Takana of the Hillel made over here, we can learn out that Harei Zegitcha, somebody gives a get, Amanasha Titli Masayim Zuz, on a tonight that he gave me back $200. Vinosna Loi Midaitoi Migureshes, if she gives the money Midas, that's, then it's okay, then the get's a good get. But Bar Korcha, by force, saying the Megaresh, it's not a good get. It's not a good get. But Yisrael, listen, if Kunin and Nesina is Bar Korcha, having Nesina, sincere made to come and see the Bar Korcha is called a Nesina. Mashba Biyal Molova, a Nesina Bar Korcha, no, having Nesina, it's not called a good Nesina. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue over the rest of the Gemara again on the next tape.